With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Financial services firm Grant Thornton marked National Accounting Day in Cayman on Tuesday with a social media post highlighting the profession's impact. In its latest annual economic report, the Economics and Statistics Office says financial services account for over 30% of Cayman's gross domestic product, with services overall around 89%. A 2025 capital economics study for Cayman Finance estimated that in 2023, the financial services industry generated $2.5 billion in gross value added, equal to 44% of all domestic economic activity, and supported about 62% of the total economy once indirect and induced effects were included. In simple terms, about $1 in three of what Cayman produces in a year comes directly from financial and insurance activities. The fall 2025 Cayman Islands Labor Force Survey reports that professionals are the largest occupation group, heavily populated by accounting and finance jobs. In other news,
come on down and join us and get excited about what you're going to see for the rest of Cayman Art Week.
The countdown is on for Cayman Art Week 2026. Director of the National Gallery and CAW founder, Natalie Urquhart.
It's a great way of shining a spotlight on the multiple venues that make up what we call the art sector. Obviously, we know the National Gallery, the National Museum, Culture Foundation, but Cayman Art Week is really focused on all of the commercial side of the market. So we're looking at working with artists in their studios, the commercial galleries that, you know, are there to sell artists' work, encourage the local community to get out, learn more about the arts, but also invest and buy art so our local artists can survive.
During the Grand Cayman kickoff event at the National Gallery next Wednesday, the team will also open a new exhibition
called Next Wave, which is a student exhibition, especially for Cayman Art Week this year. We're collaborating as two organizations to shine a spotlight on works 16 to 20-year-olds. So this is high school students, but also school leavers, recent leavers, and what we're sort of calling that emerging professional artist moment.
That exhibition will run through June 12th, and while there, you can also check out the ongoing showcase of Conversations in the Seventh Dimension from Randy Shillette.
I got today,
and today's all we got, so we cannot stop. This is our block in the Heights.
Cayman Art Week runs May 26th through 31st, and all events are free and open to the public. For more information, head to caymanartweek.com.
So he's more famous for Hamilton, but before Hamilton, there was In the Heights. And In the Heights is the musical that catapulted him into Hamilton's success.
Finally, from Broadway to Cayman.
There's salsa, there's hip-hop, there's bachata, there's merengue, there's reggaeton, there's everything going on in this musical. And in true Lin-Manuel Miranda fashion, there's a lot of fast rapping and dialogue.
Tickets are going fast for Cayman Drama Society's upcoming production from acclaimed songwriter, actor, singer, and filmmaker Lin-Manuel Miranda. Set over the course of three scorching summer days in July, In the Heights tells the story of a tight-knit, predominantly Latino community in Washington Heights, New York City. Co-director Dr. Judith Nichols. In the Heights will run at the Prospect Playhouse for 3 weeks, starting May 28th. Tickets are on sale now at cds.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Marco Rubio has offered a new relationship with the Cuban people in a video message marking the anniversary of Cuba's independence. Speaking in Spanish, America's top diplomat blamed the island's hardships on its communist leadership, not the US fuel blockade. In the coming hours, the US Justice Department is expected to unveil criminal charges against Cuba's veteran leader Raúl Castro, increasing the pressure for political change. Iran's Revolutionary Guards Navy says it's allowed 26 vessels to transit the Strait of Hormuz in the past 24 hours. It said oil tankers and other commercial vessels made the passage in coordination with security provided by the Navy. The WHO says a vaccine may be ready in 9 months to help counter the Ebola outbreak in Central Africa. Israel's foreign minister has publicly condemned the far-right national security minister for posting a video in which he taunts detained international activists from a Gaza aid flotilla. Gideon Saar called it a disgraceful display and said his colleague Itamar Ben-Gvir was not the face of Israel. Bolivia has expelled Colombia's ambassador because of concerns about interference in its internal affairs during weeks of anti-government protests. Bolivia's foreign ministry emphasised the dismissal did not mean a break in diplomatic ties. Bangladesh has rolled out a mass vaccination campaign to combat its deadliest measles outbreak in decades. It's killed nearly 500 children in 2 months. UNICEF said more than 18 million children had been vaccinated. The former Democratic US Congressman Barney Frank, who came out as one of the first openly gay representatives, has died at the age of 86. Frank notably took on Wall Street, helping to overhaul financial regulations after the 2008 financial crisis with protective legislation that jointly bears his name. BBC News.